Hey, Song Surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend, John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few others, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Head over to thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and to learn more about the venue that's home to the nation's longest-running independent comedy showcase. I was checking out the shows that are happening at Lincoln Lodge now that things are getting back to full swing here in Chicago, and there are a few things that caught my eye. I told you before about the Chicago Fight Club podcast, but Chicago Fight Club is originally a punk-themed live comedy showcase that happens almost every Friday at the Lincoln Lodge, so that's up and running again. Another one that seemed pretty cool and I want to check out is called 2 Weeks Notice, where comedians tell stories about their horrible day jobs. That sounds pretty fun. There's also Ladylike, which is billed as Funny Women Gross Stories. So if you're in the Chicago area or planning on visiting Chicago, make a stop at the Lincoln Lodge. Those are just a few of the many shows that are happening live at the venue right now. On this episode of Song Surfing, we'll hear music from Detroit, Massachusetts, the Central Coast, Barcelona, Newcastle, Australia, and Montreal. I want to tell you about another show on the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. On Hot Dish, host Lauren Huberman cooks up something tasty while chatting with a special guest. Really love the format of Hot Dish. I'm looking forward to hearing the new episodes that are coming out. Lauren chats with the guest while cooking and then shares the recipe in the show notes. Pretty cool. Hot Dish, Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Okay, Song Surfers, first up will be a song by Zachariah Smith, a songwriter who told me he recorded his album Trophy Husband in 2 long days and played all of the instruments. He said that the song that we'll be listening to, Weather Vane, came about as an attempt to write a simple song with a limited amount of chords, and the lyrics came to him very quickly. Song Surfers, there are a few things that really stood out to me when I first heard Weather Vane. There's a sincerity there that comes across in the vocal. I'm not sure if it's the lyrics themselves or Zachariah's succinct sort of start-stop rhythm to his vocal delivery. Or maybe it's the tone of his voice. It just sounds sincere. He doesn't sound like he's doing a singing voice, which for me can be a big turnoff. Give me that natural voice. So all right, let's see what you think. If you're into it, you can find the album on Bandcamp. Here's Weather Vane from the album Trophy Husband by Zachariah Smith to start off our first block of tunes.
To the audience, but I just can't perform tonight. It's crazy, you think you're ugly, but I'll make everything alright. Don't you trust me? Don't you love me? Don't you want it all work out? I'm embarrassed and I'm in pain, 'cause I simply could not make it rain. But give me one more chance to be your weather vane. I stay up thinking of you as I crawl in and out of bed. You're sleeping in the next room, but I just can't get you out of my head. Don't you trust me? Don't you love me? Don't you want it all work out? I'm embarrassed and I'm in pain, 'cause I simply could not make it rain. But give me one more chance to be your weather vane. I'm no more or less of a man today. Imprinted on my brain are all the things that I can never make myself say. Don't you trust me? Don't you love me? Don't you want it to all work out? I'm embarrassed and I'm in pain, and I simply could not make it rain. But give me one more chance to be your weather vane.
A friend of mine criticized me for writing such depressing lyrics. I replied with the line, "Sad songs say so much," a quote from Bernie Taupin. Sad songs remind us that we're not all alone in our sorrow. Sad songs exalt our tragedies, put them on a pedestal, and make them seem glorious. If you're a fan of sad songs, then maybe you'll be a fan of "Life Treats You Bad" from Cherry Soda.
Thank you. In the Key of Q is a new podcast series featuring music and conversation with queer musicians from around the world. Musicians like soulful Ty McKinney. Musicians like suburban pop king Matt Fischel. And musicians like rapper Deism. That's In the Key of Q, available on all the usual podcast providers.
Hey, Song Surfers, we're back. We started the first block with Zachariah Smith's song Weathervane from the album Trophy Husband. Second was Waiting for That Feeling Again by Limber from the album String Theory. Limber is the project of Natalie from Detroit. She began writing music when she was 13 years old, at first on the ukulele, then later transitioning over to guitar, piano, and baritone ukulele. Her debut album String Theory will be released on September 1st of this year. And I pre-ordered my copy. I hope you do too. Here's what Natalie told me about the song. I had lost music inspiration for months prior to writing this. I heard the song I Can't Wait by Great Milk, and I finally had music drive again. I wrote the song as evidence that I could write, evidence to myself. I was the only one who could give myself that drive again. I just needed time. I like that idea that the writing of the song was a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. That's pretty cool. Third in the block, we heard Life Treats You Bad by Cherry Soda from the EP Hard Feeling. Cherry Soda is the project of Montreal-based songwriter Jimmy Alul. Cherry Soda is a studio band that performs Jimmy's music. Although the song we listened to features Jimmy on vocals, the other songs feature a variety of different singers. And here's what Jimmy told me about the song. It was inspired by a dream I had where a 40-something-year-old Bruce Springsteen was performing on stage and kept singing the line, Life Treats You Bad. After I woke up, I realized that the song did not exist in reality. I recorded the line on my phone, and a few months later, I fleshed out the lyrics on the bus on the way to a jam, where I played the song out with my friends for the very first time. Gotta love a song that comes from the subconscious mind. It may be the truest form of creativity. If you've been enjoying Song Surfing, then please, please, please take a minute to write a review. That helps the show be more visible when people are browsing for new podcasts to listen to. And from what I've been reading, some of the podcast apps, such as Apple Podcasts, actually reward podcasts by making them more visible when people are more active with the shows. You can leave a review in the Apple Podcasts app, as well as the Podchaser and CastBox sites, and the Podcast Addict app. And I'm sure there are others that I'm leaving off this list. Anyway, if your app allows you to rate and review, please do so. Thanks so much to those of you that have already done that. It really means a lot. Something else you can do that would be a huge help to the show is tell at least one person about it. Email them the link, text them about it, post it in social media. That word of mouth is really crucial in addition to those reviews. And I want to know what you think of Song Surfing. If you have any suggestions for me, you want to tell me about a band or artist, or even just you want to tell me that you like the show, you can send an email to songsurfingpodcast.com. If you're listening on Spotify, there's a pretty gigantic playlist at this point. It's called the Song Surfing Podcast Excellent Tunes Playlist. I'm putting every song that I feature that's available on Spotify on there. And last I checked there, we're at 5 hours worth of music. So that's quite a bit. You can also find the link for that in the show notes of your podcast player or over on the website in the episodes and show notes section where I put all the information for each episode. That's songsurfingpodcast.com. All right, let's get back to the music. First up in the second block, we're going to hear a listener submission. You can submit your music for consideration by filling out the form that I have on the website. It's also linked in the show notes. And again, that's songsurfingpodcast.com. We'll be hearing Bookshelf by The Object Project, and we'll get things started with an intro that the band recorded for us.
Hi, I'm Sal from The Object Project, the band that doesn't write love songs. Our first single we've released as a band is all about worlds of fantasy and of days gone by. It's called Bookshelf, and it's available on all platforms. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. First in the second block was The Object Project with the song Bookshelf. That was followed by Jeremy Minnett with Once Upon a Time in Carrington from Odd Songs for Humanoids. Here's a bit from Jeremy's bio. Obsessed with all things music, Jeremy Minnett has spent the majority of his life with a guitar in his hands and a song in his head. Cutting his teeth as a kid playing in pubs in the rock town of Newcastle, Australia, to throwing down country licks across the globe playing in the Viper Creek Band more recently, the year 2020 now brings his own project to the forefront in the form of his debut EP release, Odd Songs for Humanoids. This release marks a somewhat coming of age for Jeremy's guitar playing and composing songwriting, as this collection of songs showcase his love for many different types of music, all twisted and warped through his musical lens. And here's what Jeremy told me about the song. Once Upon a Time in Carrington was inspired by the suburb I live in, Carrington, in Newcastle, Australia. It was once a very shady part of town situated right on the harbor where fishermen and industry workers would work and hang out. You never went to Carrington unless you fit that description. The mood of the song is supposed to be that of mystery. There's quite a contrast in tone colors and sonic textures between the instruments. The angelic pedal steel juxtaposed with the hard fuzzed out guitar, for example. I like to think you can close your eyes and imagine walking down an old wharf with fishermen sitting around looking worn out and smoking rolled up cigarettes and looking at you like, what are you doing here? Another special part of the song is the guest guitar solo taken by Jim and Song Surface, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Oblon, O-B-L-O-N, from Nashville, Tennessee. Jim is a phenomenal musician, and although he's known mostly for being Paul Simon's drummer, he's an amazing artist in his own right and has such a unique style that I felt fit the song perfectly. I'm very grateful that he agreed to be a part of this. Song Surfers, Jeremy also said the album is available for download through Apple Music or iTunes, if iTunes still exists, or you can message him on Facebook or Instagram to buy the CD directly. If you like the songs you've been hearing on Song Surfing, take the next step and help spread the word about your favorites. You can share the artist Bandcamp or streaming platform links on your social media. You can tell some friends about it, buy some merch. Remember, you can find all the artists' websites and streaming links on the episodes and show notes page of songsurfingpodcast.com. The last song in the block was The Red Planet by Bookshop Band from the EP The Red Planet. Bookshop Band is the project of David from Barcelona, who is a guitar player who has played in several bands from around the city of Barcelona, including 60s freak beat group The Insiders. David told me, "I was ever a fan of instrumental 60s soundtracks and styles like bossa nova, soul, and Latin jazz. Now I try to blend these preferences with a lo-fi way to play guitar, bass, and other instruments, making sound experiments." Ah, there it is. That music means that it's time for me to say thanks for listening to Song Surfing. If you'd like to reach out with any comments or suggestions, you can email me at songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. If you haven't listened to Song Surfing with Friends 4 yet, I hope you do soon. I had so much fun talking to Kevin of Kevin in Hell about jazz music, crafting his unique blend of genres, and a ton of other things. That can be found in the same place you found this, or check out the website. You know it, songsurfingpodcast.com. Remember to visit the show notes page over at the website to see the playlist for this episode, as well as some of the other links that may interest you, such as my appearance on Pete John's Studio Live Today YouTube show, and the links for podcast friends of the show in the Key of Q and Hot Dish. The opening theme of Song Surfing is Living in a Fishbowl by Josh Ween. You can find his stuff on Bandcamp under the name Ween Solo. That's WienSolo. The outro music we're listening to now is Little Pills by Patrick Moonbird. It's available everywhere. Check out your favorite streaming platform, Patrick Moonbird. Before I get out of here, I've been racking my brain for some sort of unique sign-off to do. I'm listening to all my favorite podcasts, and they all say something clever at the end. And so I was trying to think of something. What could be my thing? But then I just said, screw it. I'm just going to play around with my recording software instead and just add effects every time. So with that said, see you next time.